a great deal for a lot of different events, including some for CJCS, like big anniversaries and changeovers and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and here we are celebrating CJCS 100th anniversary. Did you think we would be having this conversation?
Really hard to believe. I never thought I'd see the day. But as I think I may have mentioned earlier, you're only 10 years older than I am, because I turned 90 in 90, January this
90
year.
Years
I'm 90.
Young. Yeah, happy birthday. My goodness. Yeah. Lloyd Robertson. Lloyd, again, any other thoughts or stories in terms of, you know, touched on your relationship with Bill Linkle. I can just imagine you and Bill Linkle back in the day.
Oh,
any other stories or names that we haven't touched on? That
well, there was a bubbly little lady by the name of Edith Smith. She was married to the program director, Alec L. Smith. And she wrote the commercials. But her longhand was not the best. So there was a company in town called Hugh McKellar Batteries on Erie Street. So what would happen in the morning, I would be handed her longhand copy. And I would try to, you know, tape it out if I had time. I usually didn't. So I would try to read it. And one morning, she had written this copy about the danger of battery powders. But I somehow misinterpreted the whole thing, thinking, why would they be saying, does he want to sell these things? He didn't want to sell them. He wanted to warn you about them. So I wrote this glowing commercial about how great battery powders can be for your car. Oh, did I get in doo-doo over that one. Even Frank Squires called me in and said, my boy, you've learned a lesson, haven't you? And if I'd said no, I would have been out, I think. But I said, oh, yes, sir. That won't happen again.
Oh, my goodness.
And Edith, she went into purple-faced rages at me for about a week. But she was so much fun that she just eventually forgave. We had a laugh over it. And we laughed about it every day since. And then I learned about timing on CJCS. Because I was given the assignment one day of doing the commercials in the Kentucky Derby broadcast, which was being brought in from the network. So we had like 60 seconds to fill a slot. Now, our commercials on Rise and Shine would be maybe, you know, they'd be sold for a minute, but sometimes you'd go 65 seconds, maybe a minute 15, hardly ever a minute on the nose.
Okay.
But, boy, you had to do this one in 59 seconds because the race commentator was starting up right at the top of the clock.
Right.
So I bumped into him every time. And John Phillips, who at that time had come from Radio Jamaica, where he established Radio Jamaica, he was the production manager, he said, you certainly screwed that up, my boy. You better learn something about timing. Well, I did.
Okay.
And I discovered that this was put to good use in television years later, because in television, you had to be absolutely spot on to the second, because you were being counted down all the time to meet film coming in, to the end of program periods, that kind of thing, all the time. So I learned about timing at CJCS. So CJCS is in my bones. It's part of what I am. It's part of who I am. And always has been from the time I was like 5 years old.
Well, we're so thrilled that you could be part of our CJCS 100th anniversary, the one and only Lloyd Robertson. And Lloyd, we've had voices from the past, if you will. We're chatting with many CJCS alumnus who are going to be coming back. When we announced we had our CJCS 100th anniversary, we had an email right away from a Jim McDonald who used to work here. And he writes, happy 100th anniversary, CJCS. I worked at CJCS in 1988 as a young news reporter announcer with news director Doug Lester. It was my first full-time job after college. It was a wonderful learning experience, and I have many fond memories of Doug and the staff, including Jamie Cottle, who I worked with, Stratford and Perth County. My memories include the challenge of reading in memoriams as a fill-in for the regular DJ and riding in the CJCS vehicle in a parade with Lloyd Robertson, a fellow CJCS alumnus. All the best to everyone at CJCS. So there you go, Lloyd.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, and it's again, it all, as we often say, it gets back to Lloyd Robertson. And you were at CJCS for roughly 2 years, is that?
Yeah.
Wow! But what a
If you add on the part time, it would be 3 years.
Sure. Yeah. But what a mark you left! What a legacy! And we're so thankful.
Well, I'm proud to say that, Jamie, and I thank you. But I really want to thank CJCS because I really do owe it so much. It made me what I am. It taught me about broadcasting. I mean, I was very passionate about it, but it was CJCS that took me on, brought me forward, and made me grow, and helped me enormously to launch the career I've had.
And what a career, and what an amazing career it has been. Lloyd Robertson. Lloyd, I'll leave the final word to you. I don't know if there's any final thoughts or anything like that. I'll leave the final word to you.
Well, just to all the listeners out there, that this is a great radio station. I hope you continue to support it, because I know that it's all about local programming with CJCS, and they are trying to serve you, and they serve you very well to the best of their ability, and they really care about that. So keep supporting them. Thank you.
And thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you.